23-458, Norwich.
And that's for the record.
Mr. Gray is leaving the building.
And we have the chief back.
No, I'll talk to you.
And then we have the chief back.
I get it.
No.
Five minutes late.
Okay, so.
Good afternoon.
Well, wait, it's not as long as I thought you were going to. Lot of no-shows.
Yeah, I can't say I wasn't grateful to hear a few of those go by.
You weren't alone. If you identify yourself and spell your last name.
Yes, my name is Sergeant Chris Chastang. I'm from the Norwich Police Department, the spelling of my last name, C-H-A-S-T-A-N-G.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
And now, as you all heard, you will each give brief opening statements of it.
Yes. First off, I want to thank the board for their understanding with the request to reschedule this hearing that was originally scheduled for last month, and the appellant as well, so I appreciate that and your time. The appellant applied to the Norwich Police Department for his pistol permit in December of 2022. During that time, a routine investigation was completed, and the appellant was subsequently denied that permit due to an arrest for a 2004 murder. The charge was ultimately reduced to hindering prosecution in the third degree, which were later dropped. The appellant's FBI record at the time indicates, due to his history, there is an FBI disqualifier for possession of handguns.
Guys, I'm glad you're pausing, because I'm new to the board and I don't understand that.
Yeah.
Sarge, is there a nix hit?
There is not. See, now, this is interesting, in front of the board, I should advise you, I did not conduct this investigation. I took over this position in December of 2024, so the facts that I'm attesting to today are conducted by the former investigator that did this investigation. But in the individual's FBI record, it indicates a hit. In that, there is a criminal history record, which.
Just going back, just as far as the nix hit, we do have a letter from, it looks like an email from Detective Warenda from 2023.
And actually, I've confused matters, and I've gone too deeply into your case.
Yes.
Yes.
So we just want, I should have said just a brief overview at this point, and you've probably given us that already. Your turn for a brief overview.
Yes, the caveat, so when I filled out the application, I didn't know that there was a caveat there, so I actually reached out myself, and it was there by mistake, so they actually took it off. So that was, I actually presented that email, and the charges from 2004, they were charges, I wasn't convicted of that charge. And I ultimately had a full and absolute pardon, which should have been recognized, I feel. But that's, you know, my hope, I don't want to.
Now I'll go back to, can you explain, at least for my benefit, this FBI?
Yes, and my apologies, to answer the colonel's response, there is no nix hit on his collect printout, or the request at the time, which this was dated December of 2022 at the time. It was listed as a FBI disqualification for firearms underneath that collect request. I don't have anything in his file, nor contained within the denial paperwork that was provided to the appellant, or within our records, that indicates that there was some correspondence back and forth, or that an email was sent that you have in front of you regarding an error or some erroneous record.
Yeah, it looks like it went to.
Chief Daly.
Yeah. Yep, and I'll just read, this went from Special Licensing Firearms Unit to your chief, that he should not have the nix hit.
Okay.
It looks like it was an error. And in SLF, you removed it, it looks like sometime in March of 2023.
March of 23.
Yep. And I advised Chief Daly that the flag, i.e. the nix hit, was removed at that time. So this is, and I hate to paraphrase, but just to help things up. So it looks like at the time of the application,
yes,
it looks like there was an active NICS hit.
Yes.
Subsequently, it looks like the appellant, and I hate to give everybody's case, but it looks like, and if I interrupt, if I'm wrong, just interrupt. It looks like the appellant on his own volition went, checked into that NICS hit,
yes,
was able to determine that it was inaccurately entered or no longer a valid NICS hit.
Yes.
SLFU removed the NICS hit,
yeah,
so there is no longer a federal prohibitor, any type of NICS hit on the appellant's.
And that was March of 23?
Correct.
Okay, yeah. Our date of denial revocation is,
yep,
dated January of 2023.
Yep.
So at the time that letter was completed and sent to the appellant, that was a positive.
Yep. Again, and then there was communication to SLFU that it was an error.
Yeah.
It was up to the chief to decide what you want to do from,
okay,
now on.
All
so
right.
The chief.
Yeah.
So there's no longer, we're not, we can't, there's no longer a NICS hit as far as working.
Yeah. And I appreciate that.
Yep.
I should indicate that in my response to the board as well, I did indicate that he has several histories of arrests as well that were later dismissed, notably while on probation for hindering prosecution charge. He was arrested for DEA, by the DEA for possession of marijuana, which may be where the source of that NICS hit was originally. Those were later dismissed as part of a plea offer to the appellant. This raises serious concerns for his decision making, and that we felt at the time his suitability and responsibility and conduct to own and maintain and carry a firearm.
I'm sorry, what charge is it that troubles you?
He has an arrest from
they're all dismissed, correct?
Yeah, from what I can tell, the one is still listed on his. Now again, this record is from December 2022.
Okay, so we need to go by what's today.
So if there has been changes
to
that.
I'm just saying in fairness to the appellant.
Yeah.
So we shouldn't be talking about an erased record.
Yeah, there is a newspaper article here, so it was publicly available and available to get, okay, which indicates some of these things as well, the violation of probation and stuff like that as well.
So you can talk about an open source.
Yeah.
That's not an erased record.
Yeah, and that was available as well and provided as well. The violation of probation for the possession of drug charges, and this is dated December of 2008.
Do we have that in our packet?
Yes.
Okay.
Would you like to ask him any questions?
And this is to ask him any specific questions.
Ask him specific questions.
Yeah,
what he just testified to.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's kind of hard because he just explained that he just took over, so it's kind of hard to ask him the question.
Oh, you can ask me. I'll answer. I can answer to what the information that was provided.
My main question would be, which is, I've sat on this for almost 2 years now,
yeah,
is, for, you know, it is recognized that my record was expunged, and I was 15 at that time,
mm-hmm,
in 2004. You know, that would be my main question, is that, because my decision-making at 14 compared to being 36, is that being acknowledged? Because it's, I don't even have as much as a parking ticket from that time to now. That would just be my major question, that's it. I just would hope that my expungement is actually being acknowledged.
Would I say in general that someone's behavior at the age of 14, when 50, they've, 50. At 15, and excuse me for asking, but your age now is
36.
Would that be considered in their application for a pistol permit? Yes, it would be. Absolutely.
Would you like to know what your case was?
No, we can ask.
We can get that.
Yes, you do.
Question. Just you said something. You said, at the time we didn't think he was suitable, but that implies that you do now. How do you feel today?
There's been no record or any sort of background that's been conducted since this time. Again, I'm not aware that these individuals are have requested pistol permits or denials. We don't get caught up with the file at the time of taking our position with all of our denials in the history. It would be an unwielding task that we would have to complete. So upon advisement of the hearing taking place, I pull that file, review the information that was provided at the time, the investigation was conducted at the time, and the reports that were considered at the time in order to make that decision. And that's the information we went over to prepare for today.
So you didn't do anything new current check, anything like that?
No, and this may be a misunderstanding on my part. I didn't know if that was a part of, I didn't know if something happened between December of 2022 and today, if that's considered in their denial at the time, dated.
No, it wouldn't be considered in their denial, but it would certainly be considered in a de novo hearing where we're listening to what
right.
the facts as they stand
right.
today.
That's right.
As just as an example, in the last 2.5 years, nothing's occurred. My
right.
citizen, plus for him, the last 2.5 years, he's had negative interactions with law enforcement. That,
mm-hmm.
that would be important to us also.
Yeah.
Or he had an active hits in 2022. It's mm-hmm. good to know whether that Nixon is still active today.
Yeah.
Just as
yeah.
example.
Yeah. And I apologize.
Just for the future.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I'm testifying to the facts and circumstances that
yep.
I know.
Yep. Understood.
And I'm not going to make an assessment on the appellant's
yep.
character or his judgment or his suitability to obtain a business permit on information I don't know.
Yep.
So do I have reservations on that based off the information I do know? Yeah, I would, without having any sort of work being done or anything done since that time, given the time and distance that's taken place since December of 2022. Yeah.
Have you seen any of the letters of reference he has in his file?
I have not.
Okay.
No.
They're pretty good.
Yeah, okay, yeah, yeah. And I mean, my job is to, you know, and I hate to defer to the board on that, but I don't have that information. You know, I provide him the documentation that we use, but I'm not receiving any correspondence back, you know, as far as letters of recommendation. Yeah, yeah. And I'd appreciate to see those. It would help, yeah.
I should have sent the packet to you and I did not.
Okay, yeah, no worries. Yeah.
Yeah, because his pardon's in here.
Yeah, and we don't have, and I don't have that, so.
And that's just a good place to get what charges he was pardoned for.
Yeah, for sure.
And then to ask him about them.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, and again, this, we deal with a lot of pistol permits in Norwich, and we deal with pardons often, and we have the process to deal with those erasures and how those take place and how we, you know, investigate and
right,
converse with applicants.
We're getting beyond
that. Yeah, and I apologize. I'm trying to, you know.
No, that's fine.
Yeah.
Just trying to help you next time.
Yep.
Before you come to the hearing, you should re-up everything.
He's got another case behind
him. He's got right after this.
Okay. Well, you don't have time to do that today.
Okay, we're up to your... Summers?
No,
that was mine.
Sir, now it's your turn to tell us why you're a suitable person, why we should grant your appeal.
Well, I was granted a full and absolute pardon in 2000. It's been a while.
22.
Okay, yes. And, you know, the charges that I were charged with that I was not convicted of were when I was 15 years old. The 2008. With the raid of my house, it didn't have anything to do with me. I smoked weed at the time and I had weed and got arrested. But that also was erased. And, you know, since that time, I've been, I mean, toot my own horn, but an upstanding citizen. I don't have as much as a parking ticket. I work full time. I'm a Class A CDL driver. I'm a full time real estate agent. Sounds crazy, but I am. And I also own my own business. You know, I work on cars on the side to make a couple extra dollars. It's hard out here, so you got to do multiple things to survive. I'm a homeowner since 2018. No defaults or anything like that. I'm married, 3 children, a son getting ready for college now. And, you know, I just my rights were activated, so I decided to go forward. We all want to protect our family come first, you know. And I said, I just want to be treated and looked at like a regular law-abiding citizen as I have been. I've made my mistakes. I've done what I had to do to get that out the way. And since then, since I can say 2008, which was my last interaction with police in general, it's been nothing. And that's pretty much it.
Now time for your summary.
Nope.
They get to do close.
You get
cross-examined.
You can ask questions.
Yeah, and we get to ask him questions too.
Yeah.
So whose turn is it now?
It would be the sergeant to ask him questions if he has any questions for him.
No, I appreciate your statements.
Sure.
You currently live at 43. I'm sorry. You currently live at the address that's listed on your application.
Correct.
Okay. There was a return service where we sent our certified application there, and that was returned to sender as well, unable to send, non-confirmed. So there was some concerns with that as far as your address. Have you maintained the address and have not changed the address since that time?
Oh, yeah, that's my address.
Our certified mail was delivered to him, so.
Yeah, we have a certified mail here with the address listed that is
pending. Harris does that sometimes too.
Yeah, return, on, so unconfirmed. So there was some concerns about that as well. You know, but your testimony is that you have not...
Yeah, no, okay. I haven't. I'm, okay. I'm confused on what had happened, but I mean, you know, things happen. I don't know.
Okay. And there is no interactions with known felons or associations with felons or anyone that's since that time?
No, I've gotten rid of all those guys out of my life a long time ago.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I have nothing further.
Finished now?
Questions from the board.
Questions from the board.
I'll ask. Did you supply your pardon?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, last page. Yes,
no, I haven't. Oh, I just wanted to see if, because you don't, you haven't seen the pardon, right?
No.
I actually emailed it to Chief. Same stuff I gave you guys, I emailed to Chief Daly well over a year ago.
What were you charged with initially?
In 2004. Murder.
Okay.
Yes.
And tell me about that. What happened? Why were you charged with it? That's a pretty serious thing. I mean,
no, yes, it is.
I know it was 20...
2004.
21 years ago.
It's the wrong place, wrong time. I babysat for an older woman, and her older son and his father wind up killing somebody there. And obviously, I was there for what I can't even really explain to you how my name really was mixed up in it, except outside of statements that was given against me. But, you know, as we went on in court, I explained my side of the story, and I was proven innocent of the situation.
Well, you weren't proven innocent.
Well, I got charged with hindering the prosecution. You know, I got charged with hindering the prosecution, yes. Because, you know, I was 15 and scared at the time, so I didn't, you know, my story was all...
You got to do more than that about what, you know, I was taking care of the family to I'm charged with murder. Murder means that you intentionally killed someone.
Yeah. Well,
who died?
Who died?
Yeah.
His name was... William.
How did he die?
He was beaten.
Okay.
Yes.
And what was your relation to him?
I have no relations to him.
Well, you were there. Why were you there?
I was babysitting.
For?
For the mother of the kids that was there. So you had.
So what was he?
Who was he?
Yeah. Who was he?
Father. He came there on behalf of her older son. She has an older son that also lived in the house. They were out at the bar, and they came back together. I was already at the house. I was babysitting. I was there basically all day. At that time, she was going to work. She worked at the casino like around 3, 4, so I would be there from that time until she came home.
How old was the person who was killed?
I can't recall.
Well, was he 15 or was he...
No. 40? He was an older man. He was an older man, yes.
Okay. And you say he was beaten?
Yes.
Weapons used?
Yes, I believe so.
Did you witness it?
Yes.
Okay. How many people were involved in the beating?
How many people in my case? 5 or 6 people were on my case. I think it was 6 altogether, including myself.
And what did you do while this beating was going on?
I locked the kids in a room, I wish I had my statement in front of me. But yeah, I locked the kids in a room. I basically was a witness on the case. I was initially charged, but then I became a witness. But because of, I guess, my conflicting statements at first, that's why I wound up getting charged with hindering the prosecution.
Yeah, that's what that would mean. I mean, you were a witness, but weren't truthful when they asked you about the case.
Yes.
What did you lie about?
What was it that I received hindering the prosecution for? I think it was a time frame thing. And then I apologize. It was so long ago. I try to block that part out.
Yeah. But as you know, when you try to block something out, it makes it worse and you remember it.
No, well, it's, I mean...
You can't intentionally block something.
No, I try to move on from that. I legit had nothing to do with it.
When
so
you
I,
tried to move on means you have not been successful.
You're right.
You're trying.
My brother always said, we don't try, we triumph. You're right. When you try, you're right. But yeah, I believe it was a time frame thing. If I'm not mistaken, like I said, I'm sorry, I don't remember.
Did you hit the guy at all?
Did I hit the guy at all? Well, I was forced to participate.
Okay, so you did participate. So you were part of the beating that ultimately resulted in the death of another person.
I was forced to participate.
Okay, how were you forced?
if I was told if I didn't do my part, it would happen to me.
Okay, and what part did you do? What did you do?
I hit him.
With what?
My fist. No. It was a I don't recall. I'm not gonna. I do not recall. I would have to go back.
But it was something. Your fist and something.
Yes.
And where did you hit him on his body?
I don't recall.
And did you know the other people involved?
Yes, I did.
You did. Were they gang members?
No.
No. How did you know these people?
We've known each other from one kid I actually grew up with, and obviously I knew her son because I went over there to babysit and whatnot.
How old was the child who were babysitting?
The two girls were around, I want to say between, 4 and 7 maybe?
Okay, and how old were the other people involved?
All older, did the beating? All older than me.
Well, you were 15.
Yeah, so.
Were they 16, 17, or 35, 36?
His dad was older. The son was definitely at one. It's probably maybe in his 30s at the time, or late 20s, and then 18.
And how did and you then, know? How did you know them?
Well, who? Which one?
The people doing the beating. I mean.
Well, the father and son lived there.
Yeah.
They lived there. Like I said, they were out at the bar. Excuse me. The other kids were just kids from just around the neighborhood.
Kids you hung out with? So they're about your age.
Well. The one that was my age, yeah. But the other ones, no, not necessarily.
What town did this happen in?
Norwich.
This was in Norwich?
Yes.
All right. You may have more. Yeah, I'm sure he has more knowledge of it than I do.
Other questions from the board? I was checking where we are.
You have anything else to add?
No, just, you know, I've made my mistakes. I've paid for them. And, you know, like I said, I've made a horrible decision at that time in my life. But I was a scared 15-year-old. I mean, I've went through this when I did the Board of Pardons. And, you know, and I've moved on so far in my life since that instance. And from before that time and past that time, it's been nothing. I've separated myself. I've done everything to do the right thing in my life.
Sorry, how old are you now?
I'm 36. Okay. Yes.
Sounds like a pretty good closing.
I appreciate you.
Sergeant?
Anything you'd like to say in closing?
Yes. The charge of murder is a very serious, it is the most serious of our violations of criminal statute. And it raises serious concerns when you apply that to anybody, irregardless of what the outcome and what plea agreement you make, the decision that you make to be involved in something like that, and be involved in the violence it takes to take someone's life, is a very serious violation of law. It speaks to someone's character and conduct. And I understand that time has passed and decisions have been made in Mr. Bilde's, in the appellant's life. And he's made great inroads as a citizen. But to provide a weapon and to have that consideration of providing a firearm to someone who lost their life is a very serious thing that I think that our agency has some serious reservations with. I would contest that. It's very concerning to think about the family of this victim that knows now that he's wounded, and you hand this person a firearm that can carry a gun now, and the responsibility and judgment and character it takes to do that, you know, not just to maintain work and things like that, but now to carry a firearm and have that responsibility. It's very concerning to me. Regarding the portions of it related to, not really to go into too many facts and circumstances that he didn't provide regarding that case, it was not one of a scared 15-year-old, although that characterization may be made by Mr. Dudley now viewing back at his actions at the time that that would have been of a 15-year-old scared individual. This is a person that worked to subvert the investigation and to ensure that he wasn't held responsible for that case. I would appeal to the board that those are very serious accusations and very concerning regarding his conduct and character at that time and his decision-making after that time, looking back, continuing to conduct criminal offenses or be around individuals who were conducting criminal offenses, as his statement was when he was found in the house with drugs. Not just once, several occasions, two arrests that we related to that. Speaks to his, I guess, seriousness that he viewed those charges at the time, even years after it took place.
Well, can I say something back? No. Okay, I just was going to say that my wife who lives with me and we applied at the same time was approved for her pistol permit to carry. So that's why I also sent her pistol permit in with the packet also, because I would figure she would have been denied too if it was felt so strongly against me. In the house that was, you know, I'm sorry.
This is a denial by the Norwich Police Department. The denial is for suitability. The basis of the denial was twofold. One, at the time of the application, it appears the appellant had an active Nix hit, which was subsequently removed. It seems to have been there in error at the time. The other was the appellant's history, in which he was involved when he was 15 years old in a murder case. The appellant pled guilty to hindering prosecution. He received a full pardon in 2022 from the Board of Pardons and Paroles. The appellant has not had any negative interaction with law enforcement since 2007. Married with children.
Yes.
Again, he was 15 years old when the initial incident occurred.
Comments from the board?
Well, I think you make some very good points about the seriousness of a murder charge, which, of course, is obvious.
Yeah, of course, thank you.
But, the demeanor and the more recent experience of the appellant and the letters in the file, which I know you haven't seen, are pretty persuasive to me that this is a different person than it was at the time. So we'll see how this goes.
Come over, Tim.
I have nothing to add to Attorney Cinetti's comments.
Any other comments from anyone? Time for a vote. Attorney Cinetti.
Appellant.
Colonel Richard.
Appellant.
Colonel Lewis.
Appellant.
Chief.
Fisher, sorry.
And I vote appellant.